Locker room chats continue as it's week one of the high school basketball season. Now an opportunity to talk with Valley Heights boys coach, that is Cale Green, second year at the helm. Conversation with the coach brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, your first year last season, you go 9-11. I guess first off, we'll start with, how do you feel like your first season went overall as the head coach?
Well, we had, the first year was, it was tough. We had a lot of things happen outside of basketball that affected the team in a negative way. But overall, you know, it got better throughout the year, and we improved. So that's the main thing. But it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad.
I know you have a good mix of some guys who have experience coming back, and then kind of a younger group of underclassmen that are going to step in and provide some roles as well. You know, I look at the guard play, Trayton Claycamp, Caden Parker, a couple returning starters for you with some good size and athleticism. Are those kind of the two, or maybe another guy or two, that are going to be kind of leaned upon for that leadership aspect? Who do you look at for that role this year?
Oh, absolutely. Trayton and Trenton, they're going to have to step up and be great leaders for us, and I think they're already doing that going through these first couple weeks of practices. They already look more comfortable than last year. They're bringing a lot of positive energy to practice, and they're showing great leadership right now, and that just needs to continue throughout the year and as we get in the game. So I look to them. If we need to interact with players, you know, they're doing a great job in practice helping the younger kids out too, because we do have a lot of freshmen coming up and a younger team. So they're doing a great job so far.
You mentioned Trenton LeCure, of course, a good size, very good athlete, very good football player. Got a chance to see him on the gridiron this past year, and he was a really, really good football player. Obviously, a two-year returning starter, can do it on both ends of the floor, 8 points, five rebounds a year ago. You talk about some of the younger guys that are stepping in, those underclassmen. Who are a few of those guys to keep an eye on?
Oh, I think, first off, yeah, Trenton is a great athlete, and it was great watching him on the football field, and he just has a knack for the ball on defense, and he's going to help us out a lot. But, you know, the freshman coming up, we got to keep an eye out on for Logan Gray and Roy Shoptee, Max Shanks, and Dustin Denton. They're going to be very good ball players. They got a lot to learn still, but they're young, and they're going to improve this year, and they're going to come a long ways. You're going to have to watch out for them in the future.
You got a few tough games before getting into the bulk of the TVL schedule with Riley County, Marysville, and Republic County. We'll talk about kind of that first couple of matchups coming up here shortly, but just the Twin Valley League in general, obviously it's deep each and every year. You know, just from what you know to this point, how do you think the TVL is shaping up to be this year?
You know, I've been kind of looking through that and wondering how teams are going to be, and I think it's going to be a tough schedule all year long and all teams that we play. You know, Axel just came off the state championship for football. You know, they got athletes that's going to transfer over to basketball. Just looking at the other teams in the league, it's going to be a competitive year, be a very competitive year.
You look at the first matchup coming up this week on Friday night. You guys get Riley County. What's the early scouting report on the Falcons over there?
You know, the first game of the season is kind of tough to scout. And what I like to do is I go back and look at the game film from last year. And we work a little bit on what they might do, but Riley County's came out in something different each year. They might come out in zone, they might come out in man, they might come out in press or trap us. So, honestly, we just have to prepare and focus on what we need to do and get ready for that first game.
That is Cale Green, boys basketball coach at Valley Heights. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed as Mustangs get Riley County on Friday night to open up their 2021-2022 season. Coach, it's been fun. Appreciate the time as always. Good luck against Riley County, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much.